Hey, good morning and welcome back. 923. Got a cloudy sky, 38 degrees. Always great to talk with Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Now we switch it up, head out to Twin Town Villa and our weekly update with Mary Wolfgram on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, and I always like to ask what's going on at Twin Town Villa, because as far as activities go, you're full up from one end to the other. What's happening out there?
We are. We've just been, we're bringing in some music. We're doing some, you know, keeping our residents active with games, exercise, you know, just the socialization. Yesterday we had a house meeting talking about, you know, where they want to go, what they want to do for the summer. You know, so we have some zoo plans, you know, to go down and visit our zoo, to do some picnics, and just to do some drive arounds.
Right.
So it sounds like we are going to have a fun couple of months coming up with the summer coming out in full bloom, hopefully soon.
And I'll tell you what, Mary, I know you are anxious for some better weather. How about the residents and staff over there? Kind of chomping at the bit for better weather?
We all are. However, one of the things that I really love about our community is that it's warm and sunny inside.
Right.
And so no matter what the weather is outside, our area is big enough for people to walk around either by themselves or with their friends. And get the exercise in. We have lots of windows, so there's lots of light, natural light coming in. And so they're getting their vitamin D throughout our building. And, you know, it's warm and comfy and dry.
Right. Mary, one of the things I'm always amazed at over there, and I think you do such an amazing job with, you and your staff over there, is just kind of the bonding ritual that exists between your staff and the residents. And your staff and you all become kind of an extended family. Is that accurate?
We really do, and I'm really glad that it's evident to people that are seeing it from the outside. We do. I believe my staff is the best. I've been blessed with an amazing group of people, and I think our residents are amazing, and they love us as much as we love them.
Right.
And that is family. And you take care of each other. And one of the things that I do want to touch on today is what we do out here. You know, people think, you know, assisted living it's been around for quite a few years, but it's still kind of new to some people. And so they don't quite know what we do. You know, some people think this is a nursing home. Well, it's really not. It's a full-blown apartment, and we just help where you need help. So if you need help managing your medications, or if you need help putting on those TED socks, or getting dressed, our meal management, our diets, showers, you know, all those things, transfers, we're able to assist with that. And you can stay in a beautiful apartment while that's being assisted with.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you are a far cry from a nursing home out there, because it is. It's just a beautiful family setting and living environment out there at Twin Town Villa. So if people are listening to this, Mary, and they go, yeah, I want to know more about Twin Town Villa for my loved one, for my family, who can they contact out there?
Well, they can call our number at 218-643-9542 and either talk to myself or anyone else who answers the phone. Or else they can just pop on out.
Right.
We are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there's usually somebody here that can assist with helping them answer some questions.
Right. Mary, listen, keep the smiles and the sunshine going on out there at Twin Town Villa, and really keep up the great work. You are awesome at what you do, you and your staff out there. Appreciate you talking with us here on a Thursday.
Thank you, Bill.
So glad
you take care.
You bet. Glad to have you on board. Mary Wolfgram out at Twin Town Villa, and yeah, you can give them a call out there if you need some more information. It's 928 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. Found out yesterday China's soybean imports from the U.S. plunged in March from a year before. Poor margins curbed buying by China, the world's top importer of soybeans. They brought in 3 1/3 million tons last month from the U.S., down from 7.1 a